At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What was your last milestone birthday party? And what did you do for that milestone birthday? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us your story. Steve, someone on hold got a very memorable tattoo to celebrate a milestone birthday.
Okay.
We're going to tell you all about that in just a moment. But first, Chris from Smoky Point. What was your last milestone birthday and how did you do it?
My last milestone birthday was my dirty 30. I had a buddy of mine show up at my house the day before. A little inebriated. He was drunk. And he just told me, hey, we're going to go drive our three-wheelers on the ice at Silvertip Stadium.
Okay, and, Chris, I feel like we've talked to you about this one before, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Oh, awesome. This was a great, yeah, that was a pretty awesome story that you got to do that in front of a crowd. Drive for
it. It was memorable as can be.
Had your buddy ever top that, though?
No. That's pretty much the highlight. He just, after that, it was, we've had a lot of crazy, wild adventures together, but that was by far the coolest.
That does seem like a pinnacle moment right there. Like, hey, it's kind of hard to follow up on that one. Like, right. Like the next birthday, you're like, hey, bud, what are we doing?
Did you make a plan?
We're going to a movie, man. I can't pull up what I did last time.
206-803-ROCK. Chris in Granite Falls, what was your last milestone birthday?
My last milestone birthday was 50, but unfortunately it was during COVID. So as soon as the tattoo shops opened back up, the radio station and I were turning 50 within like the same 12-month period. So I went and got your guys' rock sticker tattooed on the back of my arm.
Nice! How long did it take to get that done?
She did it in about an hour and a half. Nice. And now anytime I go to any music festivals or anything like that and I got a tank top on, everybody walks behind me and goes, nice. That's all I hear is nice.
Nice. Like, now you have to double check, make sure it doesn't say 69 on there because they say nice so much.
I might have to go in and have her add the 69.
Yeah.
Nice.
Carl, how did you celebrate your last milestone birthday?
It was a long time ago. My last milestone birthday was my 25th birthday. A friend of mine took me to Ozfest 2002.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is great.
Who all was playing that year?
I was so long. It was the one where, because of the recent passing of Ozzy, where Ozzy came on and said that Sharon had just gotten cleared from her cancer stuff.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I know it was the last show of the original singer for Drowning Pool, because he had passed several days later.
Awesome. Oh, thanks, Carl.
I'm looking at some of the text messages. One person said, my wife surprised me with a mariachi band for my 50th birthday.
Love.
Do you remember when we were in San Diego? Danny, were you with us that night? I think maybe you were being responsible and getting a good night's sleep when we were at our radio convention.
No, that was the night that I was eating dinner being responsible, and you guys were walking over there, I believe, and you had the mariachi band following you.
Yeah, we weren't being very responsible, and a few of us ended up dropping a couple bucks because there was a mariachi band that was just playing songs on the street, so we gave them some money, and they just kind of hung out with us and started playing, and it was like the greatest night of the entire time in San Diego.
I will throw down and make it rain on a mariachi band anytime, Steve.
We kind of did.
We did.